are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
People in your neighborhood on this Monday brought to you by the folks at May Adam Law Firm, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning in the studio here, it's Lisa Lee with the Oahe Capitals. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Another beautiful morning here. So we'll take that as long as Mother Nature wants to give it to
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely. Though some rain would be nice, too.
We do need a little bit of moisture. So we'll hopefully work that in. I'll put the order in and see what we can do. But a lot of people, when it comes to hockey, don't realize that it actually pretty much goes year round. You've got to keep things rolling, and you've got some fun camps coming up for some kids that maybe want to start out in hockey.
Yep, exactly. We are really lucky in our community that we have a year-round ice rink. It's up by Walmart, and that allows us the opportunity to offer these summer camps. And so our older kids, and by older I mean like 14 years up, you know, they've got camp starting actually next week already.
Getting right to it.
Yep, for our bantams, our girls varsity, our JV varsity kids, so they can keep, you know, their skates on the ice throughout. And then we also have a skills camp, which is our 10-year-old to, well, probably 8 to the 12-year-old age, we're up to 14 or so, and that also will start next week. Again, it's all about that ice time and keeping your edges and getting that puck handling. But what we're most excited about is our Little Caps camp, which is something new this year. So this is for our Might, Mini Might, and Learn to Skate. And really, it's like 8-year-olds and under. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's a lot of games, but it's getting them just on the skates and learning different things, you know, while they play these games. And that actually will start June 1st is the first session. And it's Tuesdays and Thursday evenings from 5:45 to 7 p.m. So,
excellent. Yeah, it's getting the kids out there, because, you know, being able to skate is one thing, but then being able to skate and do all these different skills that you're going to need, that's really what these camps are for, to kind of help them to work all that out and get familiar with what it is they're going to need to learn.
Yep, exactly. Again, it's a lot of fun. I remember watching, you know, they have like shark and minnow type games and things like that. And the Coach Steele is the one who's organized all these camps, and he brings in a lot of great people to help with them and himself, and just having the kids there on the ice, learning all the things that they need to go. Because you're right, there's puck handling, there's positioning. You've got to know where you're at. You got to know where your teammates are at and where that puck is at.
There's a lot to learn when you first get started, and then as you go along, of course, it's just kind of honing those skills, as you talked about the older camp, you know, working on the conditioning, make sure, you know, your skills are improving, and mm-hmm. and you know, just learning these little things along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the older camps are going to get around 31 to 32 hours of ice time over the summer with these camps. And that makes such a big difference when it comes to the next season. Just keeping them conditioned, keeping those edges sharp, getting mm-hmm. those plays down, getting knowing your teammates, knowing, you know, what the dynamic's going to be. And I think you can see these, you know, these additional camps and stuff has, you know, been very well for our association throughout the last couple of years. So
now if there are people, folks out there that their kids are interested, they want to get them in to these camps, how do they go about doing that?
They go to oahehockey.org to register. There's a ton more information on there and a flyer for each skill set. And then when you register, it'll help you put in which, if you're not quite certain, maybe you've got like a 13-year-old and whether they're going to be in that bantam age or maybe the squirt age group. But I will say too, again, the Little Caps camp, you know, that it is $75 a session, and there are two sessions this year. The first one is June 1st. The next one starts July 13th, and again, these camps will run until the end of July, so there's a lot going on with it. But we do offer financial aid too, so as you go to oahehockey.org, go ahead, check out the camp, see what you can do, and there is financial aid for opportunities that if you just want your kids to try it, or you just, you know, give them something to do and give them on that advice.
Yeah, definitely, this is a good option for them, and especially during the summer, you don't think hockey, but it is happening, and this is an opportunity for them.
Absolutely. And I will say, you know, on those 100-degree days, it is kind of nice to walk into an ice rink. You do cool off a little bit. So.
Absolutely. That's one of those times you're thankful to be walking into an ice rink, as opposed to when it's, you know, 10, 20 degrees outside.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. But it's a great opportunity that we're happy to offer all the kids in all grade levels.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in getting the kids signed up for these, it's oahehockey.org,
correct? Yep, correct. And just go in, you'll see the registration right on the front page. You can go ahead and take a look at the brochures that are out there that kind of gives the different set of, you know, information for each of the camps. So
sounds great. Well, thank you for stopping in, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy this beautiful day, and I'm sure folks will be checking that out and getting the kids all signed up.
Yep, will do. Well, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you, Lisa. There's Lisa Lee from Oahe Capitals telling us about these great summer camps available for the kids. And there is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the May Adam Law Firm, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.